This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Today is International Holocaust Remembrance Day. The husband of U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, second gentleman Doug Emhoff, visited the site of the former Nazi concentration camp Auschwitz-Birkenau in Poland. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Emhoff was at the site as part of commemorations for the 78th anniversary of the liberation of the camp. He was alongside U.S. Ambassador to Poland, Mark Brzezinski. They lay a wreath at the site of executions, known as the Wall of Death. The walls become a focal point for commemorations at the camp, with several other groups also gathering to pay tribute to those who were killed there during World War II. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The European Union's top general said Friday that Russia is taking the war in Ukraine into a different stage, launching indiscriminate attacks against civilians and cities as a reaction to recent decisions by NATO allies to send advanced armaments to Ukraine in support of its war effort. Speaking at a news conference in Tokyo, Secretary General Stefano Sannino told reporters Russian President Vladimir Putin has moved from a concept of a special military operation to a concept now of war against NATO and the West. The comments came as Germany and the United States announced this week they will send advanced battle tanks to Ukraine, hoping to match the firepower Russia has on the ground. A gunman has killed the head of security at Azerbaijan's embassy in Iran. The shooter, armed with a Kalashnikov assault rifle, also wounded two other people. Police in Tehran say a suspect has been arrested. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department says three members of an Eastern European criminal gang with ties to Iran have been indicted in connection with plotting to murder Iranian-American human rights activist and VOA Persian host Masih Alinejad.
These charges arise out of an ongoing investigation into the government of Iran's efforts to assassinate on U.S. soil a journalist, author, and human rights activist who is a U.S. citizen of Iranian origin. All three defendants are currently in custody.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland, that's who you heard speaking, announced those charges on Friday. Somalia's government has welcomed the death of Bilal al-Sudani, the Islamic State group leader killed by U.S. Special Operations Forces in a remote part of northern Somalia on Wednesday night. Hussein Sheikh Ali, the national security advisor to the Somali president, told VOA Somali on Thursday that Islamic State is not as large a threat to Somalia as al-Shabaab, but al-Sudani was a dangerous terrorist who posed a threat to Somalia and East Africa.
Across America, soaring gun violence is unfortunately taking a toll on young men who face disproportionately higher risk of firearms-related injuries and deaths than serving in a war combat zone. The study comes as firearms are the leading cause of death for children, adolescents, and young adults. I'm Chris Simpkins. My story and more can be found later on our website, voanews.com.
20 people were killed and 7 were injured, too critically, when their bus collided at high speed with a broken-down truck in central Chad, this according to the Transport Ministry on Friday. The accident occurred shortly before midnight Thursday on a desert road. The coach had 31 people aboard, and early investigations pointed to excessive speed and driver carelessness or fatigue. The Philippine Justice Secretary said Friday any investigation violating the country's sovereignty by the International Criminal Court into the widespread killings of suspects during an anti-drug crackdown under former President Rodrigo Duterte would be, quote, totally unacceptable. The Justice Secretary spoke in reaction to a decision on Thursday by judges in the Hague-based court, allowing a prosecutor to resume an investigation that was suspended in late 2021 after the Duterte government said it was already looking into the killings and argued that the ICC, a court of last resort, did not have jurisdiction. More on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.